Reiki Articles by Bronwyn and Franz Steiner. The Deeper Meaning of the Word Reiki. A Different Take on the Word Reiki by Bronwyn and Franz Steiner. Before reading this article, you may wish to reacquaint yourself with the principles written about in our article, Breaking the Reiki Code. The article, What is Reiki?, is also an excellent introduction to this piece. One literal translation of Reiki is spiritual energy or universal energy. We suggest that Reiki may have another meaning, one that does not stem from a literal translation, but rather from one's direct experience. When we practice the various elements that comprise the system of Reiki, we utilize spiritual energy, Reiki. Practitioners are surprised when they discover in their practice that different stages exist within this spiritual energy. A path is unearthed, and those who conscientiously practice the elements of the system of Reiki gradually see where it is heading. To tap into this spiritual energy in its completeness is to have arrived at the advanced stages of our personal spiritual practice. To paraphrase, the experience of receiving the full effect of Reiki actually means to achieve Satori. At this stage, all our ordinary perceptions are transformed, and we realize our true potential as human beings. Attaining this enlightened state of mind and becoming pure light is the ultimate goal of a Reiki practice. This is reflected by the mantra and kanji symbol that are practiced at the third and final level of the system. The mantra, literally translated from the Japanese, means great bright light. So the goal is to become this great bright light by achieving a state of non-duality or Satori. As practitioners, we say we channel Reiki, but in effect, we only tap into a small amount of this spiritual energy until our energy has become strong enough to channel pure spiritual energy. In other articles about the system, we've said that we are Reiki or spiritual energy. Yes, fundamentally, we are Reiki. But as long as our true realization of this state is limited, then so too is our ability. To achieve Satori may take years and years of practice, and there is no shortcut by means of using secret symbols or mantras. What is required, though, is perseverance and the right understanding of how to work with the basic elements of the system of Reiki. Without this right understanding, we just fumble about in the dark, never reaching the great bright light. So it is necessary to go back to the roots of the system and practice with the tools as Usui Sensei intended us to. In conclusion, we may not channel the completeness of Reiki, but we do practice a system called Reiki. And when we finally become the great bright light, we will still not say that we channel the completeness of Reiki. As once achieved, such statements no longer hold importance.